there are going to be ups and downs. Mm. And just because it's a day without, like, you know, the super activity day doesn't mean it's a bad day. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus and the disciples walked from town to town. They didn't have a parade from town to town. They just walked from town to town. So there was going to be days that, well, today we're just walking.
Yeah. Alrighty, guys, we're talking about the New Year's blues.
Got a case of the blues?
Got a case of the Mondays, but it's the whole month. So we're talking about a lot of, you know, when you're, all the Christmas lights have been taken down, all the family's back.
Hang on a second, I'm going to need a moment. Hold on a second. I just got them up, and you're already taking them down? All right, okay.
Well, you know, okay. My HOA's got, you know, 15-day deadline, so, you know, Snoopy's got to get down and packed away. But this is kind of the time frame that, you know, maybe everyone's getting back in the groove of things, getting back to work, all the family's kind of traveled back home, and there's this kind of like somber, like, all right, well, there's not a whole lot going on for...
It's just work.
It's just work until we get to the next half of the year, I guess. Which, by the way, I vote we add some holidays to the beginning of the year because we got nothing.
Can we discover a new planet or something? I don't know. You know, like, Arbor Day is not doing anything. Let's move that up and put it in, like, in March 1st or something. I mean,
we got this thing backloaded with Thanksgiving, look, Halloween.
New Orleans does it right. Look, Mardi Gras is coming up, and that's what they do. They're like, look, we're going to do Mardi Gras. That's around March, April.
Yeah. So one of the things that we're going to be talking about today is about the idea about, you know, what kind of role does your faith play in this time frame of, you know, when we're having these kind of, you know, somber moments of reflection and, you know, lack of entertainment, for lack of a better word.
The distractions are all gone.
Yeah. You know, where do you cling to or where do you look to for comfort? And, you know, talking about how this should, it should be your faith. It should be your, you know, your faith in Christ. It should be your identity as a, you know, follower of Christ, and how just because, you know, Christmas has come and gone and we've talked about the Christmas story a bunch, that that light that we have from that story should not diminish in this time frame.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there are going to be ups and downs. Mm. And just because it's a day without, like, you know, the super activity day doesn't mean it's a bad day. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus and the disciples walked from town to town. They didn't have a parade from town to town. They just walked from town to town. So there was going to be days that, well, today we're just walking.
Yeah.
And so I think that in those days, I think God wants us to draw even closer to him because now he has some quiet in your life, mm-hmm. some stillness. And he said, be still and know that I'm God. We're like, I can't hear you over the music and the cymbals and the food and the TV. I'll catch you at commercial break, mm-hmm. right? So after the first of the year, it's really common to have some depression, mm-hmm. to have the blues because, you know, I know for me, from a business standpoint, you know, like we spend the whole year, you know, like from an entrepreneur, and just like feel like I'm pushing that rock up the hill, right? Mm-hmm. Just get it as high as we can. Praise God. What a great, fantastic year. And then January 1st is boom. Guess what, T? We're starting all over again. It's like, oh, are you kidding me? We don't continue the, oh, man. So, but that usually lasts about, I don't know, the first 20 minutes of the day, mm-hmm. the first day back at work. And then I'm in the throes of it. And I don't even think about it again until like, I don't know, May.
Yeah.
But you know, it's everybody deals with that first couple of weeks of the year. And we always tell our clients, don't try to get someone's attention at this time of the year, at like December. Wait till everybody comes back and you catch them in that fit of depression and, you know, like, well, what do I, you know, have going on? At least they are at work. Mm-hmm. And they're maybe trying to, okay, I'm going to jump back into that routine, mm-hmm. and that's when you engage them again. Not everybody handles that process well.
Yeah.
And so I think now would be a good time to plan for some things that you want to do. Mm-hmm. And so 1 year, you gave me a 3-month subscription to Audible.
Yeah.
And I proceeded a tear on books.
Wore out your earphones.
Right. My good luck eardrums, because here it comes. Just listening to books. And I did that for 3 years. I averaged about 45 books a year. And some of them were. I mean, every four, I think, was a ministry piece. Mm-hmm. But, you know, find something that you don't have to do 45 books a year. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. But find something that, you know what, I'm going to do something every month. Yeah. I'm going to start a new exercise routine. I'm going to take and go for walks, as long as it's not like 8 foot of snow. And I'm going to take and go, I'm going to listen to some music or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. And have dinner with some friends. I think if we can do some things and plan some things, that not only benefit us, but glorify God too. I think that first of the year is going to be a win-win.
Yeah. With, you know, with a new year and the ability to plan out stuff, you know, might be a good time as a family to kind of talk about, you know, how we want to spend our time. Like, maybe that's, you know, hey, we're going to go volunteer at some food kitchens during this time frame.
Sure.
Or, hey, we are going to start a small group in our house. We're going to open up our home and, you know, lead the generation behind us. Because
mm-hmm.
There's definitely things you can do to fill your time. It's just filling your time wisely that, you know, we need to focus on. Make sure it's not just, well, I'm going to go rewatch Friends for the 10th time. Or, you know, right. There's that crossword puzzle I had back in 1995. I probably should pick that up again. It's, you know, using our time well and really focusing on what can we do to, you know, bring our families, bring our friends and those close to us, you know, the gospel message in ways that, you know, maybe they resonate more with, man, John's going to the food kitchen like every other week with his family to pass out food.
Yeah.
What's up with that? You know,
I could do that.
Right. Yeah. It's the conversation that we want to showcase our lives in a way that people ask the question, what's different about this guy? Why is he so X, Y, Z? I want some of that.
So we just recently went to the Billy Graham Museum, and we came out of the tour, they felt like volunteers. They may have some that were paid, but felt like more volunteers.
Yeah.
And they were asking, look, do you need to pray for anything?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know about Christ? Do you want to just pray about, like, you know, maybe you've lost your job, or it's a holiday without some family member in this first time? You know, they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's probably things like that that we can volunteer at, contact your church.
Yeah.
If you ever have free time and say, I don't know what to do myself, contact your church and say, could I volunteer somewhere?
They got something for you.
They may break the phone trying to say yes, because they usually have a need a mile long of people to help in some capacity. So getting involved with that is a great way to start.
Yeah. Because I want to caution the idea of, like, you know, as the busyness of the Christmas season dies down, there will be some, like, level of desire of, like, filling it back up with things that are not Christ-centered. And, you know, there's a, I mean, you kind of numb yourself with that of, like, oh, well, let's go skiing, hiking, fishing, ice fishing. We can do that, right? Like, filling your days with that kind of stuff just to, so you don't feel, you know,
The void. Yeah.
You know, those things won't fill you. Those won't, you know, satiate your soul. So if you're going to do something, you know, spend time, you know, building the kingdom of heaven. And it's, everyone's like, well, I'm not talented enough. I can't do that kind of thing. You got something, some talent.
You go work at a food pantry or just a place that sorts food for people. All you need is arms.
I'm going
to
say,
they'll find some place for you to help.
Yeah. And there's plenty of ways to help. And, you know, if that seems a little daunting, start with prayer and just reading the Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to fill your time, and instead of grabbing your phone, pull out your Bible, read a couple of verses kind of thing.
And there's so many. I mean, Uncommon alone has over 80 devotions. Mm. One or two are pretty decent. And if you don't like any of those, there's 1,000 more on YouVersion.
Yeah.
After you've read your Bible kind of thing, and just there's no reason for us as believers to have a void in our lives when the Holy Spirit is dwelling with us.
No.
And we can go be in contact and fellowship with them every second we want to.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, as we kind of wrap this up, we know that, you know, that mental part of this is not just easily It's not a light switch. Oh,
sure.
I'll be happy now. Yeah. I'm glad TJ told me to be happy.
I'm choosing happiness today.
Thanks, T. So, which you had told me earlier. You know, it's going to take some time.
Yeah.
And it may take some time with talking about it with some people. Mm-hmm. And so if you find that you're kind of going through some blues, some anxiety, stress over the lack of the busy season, leave it to us, right?
Yeah.
We're stressed out when the busy season. We're stressed out after the busy season. Oh, my goodness.
I think we're just stressed out.
I think we're distressed. So some of the things that we have resource-wise, Fear Not, Reclaiming Your Identity as a Man, Roar, and More Than Conquerors. Mm. And so those are just a few that we have that, you know what, read that, maybe get inspired. One, start with the Bible.
Yeah.
Always start there first. Mm. Then go to your church. Get inspired there. And then after that, there's all kind of things outside of that that can inspire you.
Yeah, because I do want to caution, there are, you know, some pitfalls here of like, you know, maybe you don't run to the Bible first. You run to a book study or something that does not, you know, is not the, you know, the live word of God.
Inspired word of God.
So make sure that you start there.
Yes.
Because you can, and I've seen it happen, where you only read, you know, Christian biographies of great men, and there's nothing wrong with that. But that's the only place you're getting fed. You're getting table scraps.
Not a single thing outside the Word of God, even the footnotes in the bottom, are not inspired by God. Mm. The Scripture is. Everything else is secondary.
Yeah.
So start with the Bible, the Word of God first.
Yeah. That's why we put such an emphasis on reading your Bible on a consistent basis, because if you don't have the foundation well and truly built, nothing else will matter on top of that.
And if you do this on a consistent basis, these ebbs and flows of the year will start to even out.
Yeah.
And you won't feel like valleys and mountaintops. You'll be a lot more consistent because God's always there 24/7, 365.
Yep.
Well, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Be sure to like, engage, share, tell someone about Uncommon. We want to thank our sponsors, Studio 490 and Wilson Technology. And if you want to be a sponsor, please contact us. We're always looking for help in that regard. And visit us at uncommon.org. We have a great membership that's actually been reduced in price for all of 2026. So be sure to check that out. And Joshua, hit them with it.
It's going to be something. Be uncommon.